This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We just had Nathan. He blew the doors off everybody. We got everybody tweeting about Nathan's interview. Which, by the way, guys, I may not be the biggest supporter of this. Is it or is it not just 100% clear to everybody it's going to be Kenny Pickett week one against the Bengals? Call it what it is.
Is that because?
Call the race
is
now.
Is that because of what you just heard?
Did you hear him espouse the greatness of Kenny Pickett right there? It's going to be Kenny. It's Kenny week one. Call, in the words of Colin Cowherd, call the election. We're done in the state of Ohio. Sorry, it's Kenny. For him to talk that passionately. I mean, we got T.A. tweeting at us, calling us peasants and how Nathan went after us, which I got one little issue. It is, guys, I love the Browns and I hate the Steelers, and it will probably always be that way unless I bump my head and end up in a different world, right? We cannot continue to say, well, he had a bad offensive coordinator. Well, he did not have a good offensive line. Well, he didn't have the best head coaching situation. Well, he didn't have the most stable franchise. Well, he didn't have the best support in Pittsburgh. Okay, then what's that say about us? We're all of a sudden the model? Now, I'll tell you this. To compare, the one thing I'll take away back or take back from any of that, to compare Matt Canada to Kevin Stefanski is a sincere insult to Kevin Stefanski. I'm not going to do that. Because it's amazing that years and years and years ago, when Matt Canada was at Pitt, I remember he ran this interesting play with a guard pulling in a couple of different ways. It's vague. I'm not giving him credit for what it is, but it was a great play, different from what you usually see. Great call. And I put it on social media, and immediately I had like 8 different coaches tweeting me about or texting me about Matt Canada during that. It was a big national Pitt game. And immediately they're like, no. And so when you get that many guys saying that sort of thing, like I never met Matt Canada, but if you got 8 different fellas in his profession saying things about Matt Canada, it's like, all right, I'm going to take their word for it. So I'm not going to compare Kevin and Matt Canada. That's an insult to Kevin. But everything else, that's up for grabs. Now, I would love the Steelers to fall apart and have the next 20 years be a mess. But man, we're putting some carts before horses here. If we go talking tough about culture, we just sat here and fought about Myles Garrett for 2 days. Stability. Hello. All the other things. So it just feels to me like, yep, call it. That's it. It's Kenny. It's Kenny week one. And he plays quarterback for the Browns. I hope so. Because I'll tell you what, the other thing that Nathan said that makes sense, and I'll admit it, I get caught in the fight. Our world is not the Browns' world. Our world is a world where we suspend belief at times. And I got worked into a shoot over what Pony thought of Kenny Pickett. I do not take Pony's. I would say almost 100% of the time, I take Pony's opinion and I take the exact opposite, and it's going to help me in life. And because of what he said about Kenny Pickett before, Kenny's got to get the stink of Pony off of him. Got to air him out a little bit. So hopefully this OTAs and this summer are going to get that stink off of him. The Pony stench, and we'll go on and we'll accomplish great things together. Or we'll just get ready for the next quarterback to come down the line.
You know, part of the record, though, with Kenny Pickett thing that I'm not even push back. I'll admit, I've been very kind of made up my mind. The minute they got Kenny Pickett, part of it is, again, Kenny, a lot of the discussions we've had about Kenny Pickett. So that is the case. But doesn't it seem like any quarterback for Pittsburgh could have them around 500 over the last decade? Like, even Big Ben at the end was terrible. What was their record?
The year we
blew them out in the playoffs, what was their record? Were they 11-0 that year to start out?
They started off 11-0.
They weren't getting
good. Because that was the year I was champions posing like crazy. Yeah. I was Mr. Football that year.
They weren't getting good quarterback play. No. And they were 11-0. So, I don't know. Part of it is that they are a 500 team regardless of who the quarterback is.
Mm-hmm. I want to get to this about about the great Josh Naylor theory I got going on here. It's not even a theory. It's just a. It's something that's bothering me. Josh Naylor, you guys have known. I've given Angel Martinez the player, the most exciting Guardians player mantle after Josh Naylor was traded to Arizona. Now, I like Josh Naylor a whole bunch. I don't even think this is going to be anti-Josh Naylor at all. Here is, I've never heard of this podcast, not to say that it's bad or anything like that. And Mitch is Mr. Baseball. This is Jake Storiali or Storiali?
Storiali.
Storiali, okay. And Trevor Plouffe, I know who Trevor Plouffe is. And they are on the Talking Baseball podcast from John Boy. And they are going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On about Josh Naylor, that he was born to play in Arizona and not along the shores of Lake Erie.
In my head, Josh Naylor is Josh Naylor.
He's a one of one, and when he went to the Diamondbacks, what did we say? That's the perfect fit for him. Like, Cleveland wasn't the best fit for him. I know he had success there, but, like, he needed, like, some energy. Like, I just think of Scottsdale and Josh Naylor just working together. I don't know about Cleveland and Josh Naylor.
Hair this flowing in the streets of Scotts Vegas.
Is that, what type of shot is that against Cleveland?
Scottsdale is a it is a lively, going out, big time nightlife area. I don't know if that has anything to do with
what
Josh Naylor and that he's there instead of here.
What? So he's played well. He played well in Cleveland.
He's
What's
down
the issue
in terms of power. He's to me it doesn't look like he's anywhere near where he was last year.
But his
year.
Batting average is high. Yeah. Of course, people tell you not to look at batting average when they don't want you to look at batting average.
Silly.
And it's OPS and OPS plus. Why are we taking shots at Cleveland? Have these men ever stepped foot? I'm at Trevor Plouffe played in Major League Baseball. I'm sure that he played in Cleveland at some point. So
Mitch, what did you take out of that? Because you're the one that brought that.
I heard it and I didn't like it. I don't like shots at Cleveland here based on Josh Naylor. We love Josh Naylor here. That was a money issue, right?
Like, yes.
If we're going to sit here and take shots at Arizona, apparently the cat's got Mitch's tongue there. If we're going to sit here and take shots at each other, the only thing I know, I'm sorry, guys, the only thing I know Arizona to be is the place where pro sports teams go to leave or want to leave and threaten to leave. That's the only thing I know. And yeah, I know people could sit here and talk about the Browns, but obviously, clearly, we've done a hell of a lot to keep our three sports teams here in Cleveland, and we're about to add a fourth here when it comes to the WNBA. Hey, excuse me. I thought Cleveland was a fun town to be in. I think there's a bunch of nut jobs in Cleveland, including Josh Naylor when he was here. You want to look at some of our other nutty pro athletes that we've had in Cleveland? All of a sudden, this isn't a place you can let your hair down and get nuts? I don't like that. You have but you're the one who's been to Scottsdale. I've never been to Scottsdale.
I've never been to Arizona. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot to do.
Okay, so let me ask you. You're obviously, you know Cleveland like the back of your hand. Mm-hmm. You've been to Scottsdale. Should I relent in my defense of all this? Since could you see their point about him being a Scottsdalian type of player?
No, I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either, but they know what it means.
That's how I was hoping Mitch could provide some context as to what that would even mean, because I've never really heard that for athletes. I've never heard, like, this is the type of player that would thrive.
Well, I can understand. Well, there's guys who are like, there's Cleveland guys. I think there's
blue-collar guys, right? And
yeah.
Then you go, well, Cleveland's a blue-collar town. And
yeah, but I always laugh at that because, as I've stated before, I mean, all these towns have an element of blue-collar.
Yes.
Does Miami?
The unfortunate, yes, they have ports. All those guys working.
We have ports, too. What do you say?
Yeah, but those are suit and tie port workers.
Oh, yes, yes. So I always laugh at that because, unfortunately,
cotton.
Part of the problems with Cleveland is we've lost a ton of our blue-collar jobs that made Cleveland one of the blue-collar meccas of the United States. We've lost all those jobs. So are we just blue-collar in name only?
That's why we lost Josh Naylor, too, so...
Are we going to be an AI town?
Scottsdale doesn't
Can we be an AI town?
Well, no, you know Columbus wanted to be in the AI town. You know, they get everything. Well, is Josh Naylor a Scottsdalean type of guy? What is Scottsdale then? They don't seem to be too blue collar. I don't think about iron workers when I think about Scottsdale, Arizona.
So I am just on the about section when I type in Scottsdale. Scottsdale is a desert city in Arizona. It's by Phoenix. It's known for its spa resorts and golf courses, including TPC Scottsdale.
Hospitality town.
I have never thought of Josh Naylor as a spa resort guy.
That's what they are. They're a hospitality town.
I've never thought of him that either.
I think of him, he will forever be burned into my head as the guy that took his helmet off and tried to break down the White Sox dugout. With
Josh Naylor seems like a guy who's one of your buddies who would be at like Chuggers in Streetsboro on a Friday night at like 11:30 at night, and someone bumps into you and all of a sudden wants to cause a problem, and all of a sudden Josh shows up and is like, is there a problem here? And you're like, no, we're good.
Naylor seems like the guy that if you told him, hey, we're going to the spa after the game, Josh, would put his fist through your eyeball.
Yeah, that's a Cleveland guy. That's not a Scottsdale guy.
By the way, Phoenix, Scottsdale area, a booming economy driven by a variety of industries, including healthcare, technology, finance, and manufacturing.
We have healthcare. Mm-hmm. We have two great hospitals here. Two of them.
Yes, we do.
Probably three, but I can only think of two off the top of my head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.